The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Li and co-host Kurt Wilhelm. In our lives, we are always on that quest to look better and feel better. But how do we start? What are the best practices we can introduce into our lives to start really living it? Here with at least some of the answers are Dr. Li and Kurt Wilhelm.
Welcome to Ageless Living here at Voice of America World Talk Radio. This is Dr. Tong Li here with my co-host,
Kurt Wilhelm. We welcome all of you back to the show, and we want to thank all of you for tuning in. We also want to thank our advertisers. In particular, Arizona Laser and Skin is a great advertiser for us, and the reason they're a great advertiser is we get a great response. So we recommend that you all either visit the website, kind of check out some of their services at azmdlaser.com. You can also call them. What's the best number to call?
The phone number is 480-598-9733. The address is 15835 South 46th Street. It is in Phoenix, 85048. And we're just a block south of Chandler Boulevard on 46th Street.
Yeah. It's a wonderful location. So essentially where the I-10 and the South 202 loop intersect.
Near there.
Approximately there. General idea. So I definitely recommend that you go down there. You can schedule a free consultation and just kind of see what's there. If any of you are like me, when I first went into a med spa, I thought as a guy, first of all, nothing must apply to me because guys aren't beautiful.
Of course, guys are. Life is beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I found out.
Beauty is more than skin deep. So
absolutely.
Basically, you got to stay healthy from inside out, and the beauty comes out from inside.
See, that's what I learned, is that, you can get in there to balance yourself, lead a peaceful, happy, and balanced life. And there's all kinds of just wonderful ways to do that, including all the way through to things that you put up with as a man. You realize, you know what, maybe I don't have to look like that anymore. So definitely schedule your free consultation, and if you're lucky, Dr. Li will sit in on your consultation with you and help you out.
I'll be happy to.
All right.
So one of the health threat that's major health threat in America is diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
It is a common disease. I think something like 226 million people in this country we have diabetes. Mm-hmm. And out of the 26 million, 90 to 95% of them who's having diabetes has type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
So type 2 diabetes is the most common diabetes. And we will just cover a little bit about the history, how this disease evolved and how we learned about it and what we know nowadays to fight with it. And it's quite interesting, actually. In the first time diabetes as a disease was described was really early. It was almost 2,000 years ago.
Oh, wow.
A Greek physician, I can't pronounce his name. Try it.
Areteus?
Yes.
Of
Cappadocia?
Cappadocia, yeah.
Yes. He's the first one completely described this diabetes as a medical condition, which is he describes it as a melting down of flesh and limbs into urine.
Interesting. It's pretty well true, just about anything that melts down in your body gets eliminated.
Basically, this is describing type 1 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
These people are usually very skinny.
Mm-hmm.
They have high blood sugar, which acts as diuretic. So they're they're urinating a lot. Mm-hmm. Their energy, nutrition that's in the blood, mostly glucose, is wasted. And because the body's lack of energy source using glucose is breaking down protein, fat, everything to sustain life. So you actually get very skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And the earliest treatment for diabetes is starvation. So if you have too much sugar in the urine, you're peeing out a lot, you actually get dehydrated.
Okay.
So in order to prevent that dehydration and all that, you cut down your intake in sugar and everything else, calories.
Mm-hmm.
So people just become very, very starved and debilitated from diabetes. So those are the severe and actually nowadays it's rare kind of diabetes, type 1 diabetes.
So that's the type 1 that we just
were discussing. Correct. That's correct.
Little side comment. If any of you are Stephen King fans, I used to be when I was younger. I kind of grew away from Stephen King books, but he had a book called Thinner about a guy who weighed about 225 pounds, and within about 3 weeks, he had gone down to about 125, and he couldn't. It was unexplainable, but I wonder if he was fighting diabetes at the time.
It's possible. I mean, that's extreme. That mm-hmm. many pounds in that short of time, that's mm-hmm. very dangerous.
Right. Of course, he made it very supernatural. It was some kind of a demon that was making him lose his weight. But, in the old days.
Disease is a demon.
Yeah, you're fighting your own demons. I think he kind of turned it into a book potentially, but go ahead.
Right. In 1425,
mm-hmm.
diabetes is appeared in English language for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summer of 1921, a Canadian doctor, this is a very, very famous and important doctor. His name is Frederick Benting.
Mm-hmm.
He discovered insulin through, some of the ideas from research and the knowledge accumulated from before. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of little steps until before that time. He actually subsequently won Nobel Prize in 1923.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very important discovery of insulin. It basically saved a lot of people's lives because imagine that, they're just wasting to death.
Yeah, that was back when the Nobel Prize was given out for, really good things rather than just political reasons.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Yes. And it is not until 1959 mm-hmm. researchers identified type 1 and type 2 diabetes. That's when we say, oh, okay, other than these people who are dying from lack of insulin,
mm-hmm.
who has also high, blood sugar,
mm-hmm.
there's another group of people who has a similar disease, but distinct, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the type 2 diabetes. The major differences, this is actually kind of important, between the type 1 and type 2 diabetes are a few. One is type 1 diabetes is usually starts at young age.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hereditary. And people have type 1 diabetes, they don't make enough insulin. And we know insulin is made in pancreas. In a specific islet of cells. And if you're not making insulin, then here, we didn't talk about what does insulin do. What insulin does is it drives the glucose that's in your blood, that's absorbed in the digestive system, it drives it to the cells. Inside the cells.
Mm.
So it can be utilized as an energy source, as a material base for metabolism. If your lack of insulin, then you have a lot of glucose floating around, but you know what? Your cells are starving.
I see.
It's not going to function well without the energy source. So it's kind of interesting situation. You have a lot of energy source, glucose, then your lack of energy because it's not getting to the cells.
Yeah, that makes sense. So that's why where the insulin shots come from.
Right, right. So discovery of insulin saved a lot of lives.
Mm-hmm.
So the next landmark is in 1993, a 10-year-long clinical study. It's a really good study.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly demonstrated that intensive therapy using either the medication that's not insulin or insulin, this therapy delays the onset and progression of the long-term complication in individuals with type 1 diabetes.
Okay.
So basically, you can avoid the consequences of diabetes by controlling the glucose tightly.
Okay.
That was an important piece of information because diabetes is not only life-threatening in the beginning because you're wasting your tissue and going debilitated that way. Even if you have insulin, but if the glucose is not well-controlled, even though you're living, you're maintaining your, you know, tissue mass, it can cause a lot of tissue damages in the eyes, in the blood vessels, in the kidney, in the heart.
Mm.
So those are the long-term consequences of diabetes. So, you know, this study showed that if you control the glucose very carefully, you can delay or prevent some of those detrimental effects of complications.
Nice.
So that's important. And when we come back, we'll continue talking about the more steps of development in learning and combating diabetes and more information on it.
Are we going to answer the question if you can actually get rid of diabetes or not?
Absolutely. We'll talk about it.
All right. So don't go away. We'll answer that when we come back.
Listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Arizona Laser and Skin is a leading med spa that provides minimal invasive cosmetic surgery, such as liposuction with fat transfer for body contouring, face and neck lift, and eyelid surgery. We offer services using the most advanced technologies. We provide both traditional and non-traditional methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Call 480-598-9733 or visit azmdlaser.com to schedule a consultation. That's 480-598-9733. Or find us on the web at azmdlaser.com. Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
I apologize. I was getting on the wrong show altogether. Welcome back to Ageless Living.
You gotta live forever.
That's why we have the 3-second delay. It probably isn't going to catch that. Yes, welcome back to Ageless Living, where you learn how to balance your life and how to not only become beautiful inside, but how you can become beautiful and, or if you choose the word handsome, on the outside as well. Today we're talking about diabetes and a little bit more the inside health, how you can become healthy on the inside. But in order to know how to become healthy, you kind of have to identify the problem. So if you think that you might be a candidate for diabetes, or you've just been told that diabetes might be a part of your life, you might want to keep your pen and paper handy. And we also have our...
You have your $1 million question too, right?
Yes.
Can diabetes be cured?
Exactly. I think that's probably the big burning question all of you have is, if I'm being diagnosed with it, what are my options? Can I get rid of it, or am I just stuck with it forever?
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, and before we go on to the history of diabetes and the two types. You know, we talked about diabetes is a state of starvation of the cells, mm-hmm. even though you have so much food, glucose floating around in the blood. Mm-hmm. So there's something wrong with the body taking or utilizing the energy source. And a lot of people don't have diabetes to begin with. They develop it later on in life. Mm-hmm. And what causes diabetes is not, especially for type 2 diabetes, not clearly known.
Oh, really?
Yes. It is, there are correlating factors. Mm-hmm. Like, who gets diabetes type 2? People who are age over 45.
Okay.
Who tend to have a family history, which doesn't mean everything genetic. It could be eating habits.
Okay.
Could be, behavior patterns and social patterns. It could be genetic.
So here's a question. I mean, I always, one of the biggest things that is preventable is, your eating habits. And so 90 pounds ago, when I weighed a lot more, one of the reasons, that my motivating factors in getting healthy again is that I know that girth was an indicator toward diabetes, and we're probably going to talk about that later. And so my eating habits as well. But here's one of the questions I'd love to get answered, is that if you lose your girth and if you lose that weight, are you still, did your bad behavior from years ago, since I'm not 45 yet, is it going to come back to haunt me after age 45 and put me in diabetes range of
potential? That's a good question. I think if you go to a regular doctor, usually they'll tell you diabetes is something that's not curable. Okay. Usually not. We'll mm-hmm. talk about the transplants and all that.
And I've never been diagnosed with diabetes, but that means I may not be out of the woods. So these are questions that I've...
If I were you, I wouldn't be too worried, though.
Okay.
But basically, they'll tell you it's not something that can be easily or usually cured.
Okay.
But on the other hand, if you are borderline diabetic, mm-hmm. meaning that you're just starting to have a little... They call it hyperglycemia, meaning that your reading's a little bit high, not terribly high, not consistently high occasionally. And if you modify your lifestyle, your diet, you lose weight, it can be reversed.
Okay.
So in a way, I mean, you get better if you maintain your good health. Can you call it cured? I don't know. I don't think anybody likes to use that absolute word.
Uh-huh.
But you can get better.
I myself, and this, and obviously I have to give deference to Dr. Lee as the doctor. I'm not a doctor. But my belief system over time in talking to a lot of different doctors, holistic doctors, also the Western practitioners, is that that your body, I've just gained a lot of faith in the body as a whole being
able to repair itself.
Repair itself,
yes.
Yeah. And the miracles, what people call miracles, which I still think is a miracle, I don't care who you attribute it to, whether you contribute it to God or you contribute it to the amazing human body that responds well when you treat it well.
Mm-hmm. When you do the right
either
things.
Either way, it's a miracle,
when
right.
You help it to work. Yes.
You bet.
So you were asking if you're still having any risk of having diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not an easy, clear answer. So there are factors. We talk about age, age over 45 and family history. Although there are more and more younger people actually are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
I think I have some opinions why.
Yes, because of our overweight and the diet of this country.
And I think our country, see, two things happened. One, around World War II era and forward, we started pumping out as much inexpensive food as we could and also started turning more to the palate, to what would be mass-produced. And so I think that already happened. But we at least remained relatively active as Americans. I think something that's happened in the last 20 years or so is that due to social media, Google, computers, Microsoft, all of this, we have a sedentary lifestyle now and doesn't help.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the next one actually is people who don't exercise.
See, if I would have just waited.
You know, it's funny that exercise does so much. It reduces blood pressure, reduces your cholesterol. Mm-hmm. All these things are related. Actually, diabetes, high blood pressure, overweight, they're related. Mm-hmm. So the next one is actually kind of interesting. A woman who has had gestational diabetes, they are at more risk of getting diabetes. You know, if you get have high glucose during pregnancy, then I guess you have higher risk later on to develop diabetes type 2.
Gotcha.
And next one is basically cholesterol. Mm-hmm. When you have decreased HDL, which is the good cholesterol, the high density lipids, mm-hmm. and also, you know, that's a good one. If you have that low, that's bad.
Gotcha.
And if you have a high level of bad cholesterol, which is LDL or triglycerides, those are risk factors for developing diabetes type 2.
Got it.
The next...
are we going to be talking about good
cholesterol?
Good cholesterol, ways to get that in your body?
You know, this is actually interesting. I just read an article last week about the good cholesterol can be risk or can be something bad for you when you're already having some cardiac event going on.
Oh, really?
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
So it's like everything is a double-sided sword.
Again, the balance. You got to just do it over time.
Exactly, exactly. So in general, though, it's clear that you want higher HDL, which you can get from better diet, which is nuts, vegetables, low-fat diet, and exercise.
Now,
good sleep.
And good sleep, I definitely would agree with. Omega-3 versus omega-6, are those even HDL type of oils that would,
they're,
or not?
They're not. Okay. HDL is produced by your body.
Okay.
It's not something you take in directly, but one of them may be better than other and helping your body to produce that.
Okay. Yeah. So nuts are good on their own as opposed to just the omega-3 oils.
Correct.
In them. Okay.
So the next one is who gets diabetes type 2? The ones with high blood pressure.
Oh.
So they're very heavily correlated. If you have high blood pressure, you're more likely to develop diabetes type 2. Mm. So, you know.
Oh, by the way, an update. I'm now down to 93 over 73.
My God. Were you dehydrated when you were taking the blood pressure?
Maybe. I had just exercised about an hour before I took it. So, yeah, it's possible that's a lower.
Remember, it's not the lower, the better.
No, I know. It's not a contest. It is what it is, right? I'm just monitoring myself.
Although some people live at a level that's in 90s or 80s, and they're doing fine. So maybe you're going toward that direction, which is good.
Yeah. I think if I get in the 80s, though, I may be worried. I might go talk to somebody.
I wouldn't worry about the numbers. You would know how you feel.
Yeah. And so far, I'm feeling great.
Exactly.
All right.
So who else gets diabetes type 2? The ones who are members of certain racial or ethnic groups. Those are genetic factors of predisposition. They're not 100%, but they pose you a little higher risk.
Gotcha.
So, how many do you meet is going to be the answer to you how likely you're going to have diabetes.
It's
a complicated answer.
It's a complicated answer. The answer is I used to have the higher weight.
Correct. You now have less.
And now I have less. So that's good. I do have some hereditary in there. There's some diabetes in my family, but I don't know if that was behavioral
or genetic.
That's one
out of genetic. Six, right?
Yeah. So one out of six, think I'm okay. I think I'm not too worried.
So what causes diabetes is not a simple answer. Mm-hmm. No one knows exactly why for the type 2 diabetes. For type 1, is a little bit more clear.
Okay.
Although many things cause, although this is a very common disease, the causes are not very well understood.
Mm-hmm.
So the common agreement is that many things are related to it.
Got it.
And type 2 diabetes is different in a way type 1 diabetes, because type 1 diabetes, you know, is when the pancreas is not making enough insulin, but type 2 diabetes is not the case.
Okay.
The pancreas is actually making insulin. It's either not making adequate amount or actually making enough insulin, but your tissue is not responding to insulin. It's called insulin resistance.
Interesting. What causes that?
No one knows.
Huh.
It's not clearly known, yes.
Okay.
So basically you have insulin, but the body is not responding to it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of treatment, like insulin treatment, is not necessarily appropriate for type 2 diabetes mm-hmm. because of that reason.
Got it.
And, you know, when it's really severe, you still need insulin. Mm-hmm. But when it's not severe, that's why there is oral medications to reduce your glucose level.
Oh, I see. Got it.
So the build up of glucose in the blood
mm-hmm.
is not only going to cause you have diarrhea and possibly lose weight. I guess in type 2 diabetes, it's not that severe. A lot of people are obese.
Yeah, I've noticed that to be the yeah.
That's
the
why
coincide.
It's yeah, that's a quite different type of a disease than type 1 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So, the buildup of glucose in the blood can damage the body.
Mm-hmm.
It damages the nerves, so people have neuropathy. Just the fact that they're soaked in the high level of glucose in the blood. And it damages nerves, small blood vessels, in the eyes, in the kidney, in the heart. It hardens the arteries, which causes more likelihood of a heart attack, and I call it brain attack, which is strokes.
Mm.
It really is the same thing, heart attack versus stroke. It's a blockage of lack of a supply of oxygen and blood to an area of tissue, either in the heart mm-hmm. or in the brain. So heart attack and stroke is really similar mechanism in that sense.
Makes sense.
So another thing that type 2 diabetes or type 1, both of them will cause is dehydration. Dehydration being so serious that even in type 2 diabetes, it can cause coma.
Oh.
Yes, your electrolytes are all abnormal. Remember when we talked about acid base mm-hmm. of the blood, it's very tightly controlled in this sense. You know, when it's out of whack, you know, you're in coma.
Right.
And in that case, it can be life-threatening. So diabetes is a serious disease. And the reason, partially the reason why your doctor is telling you it's not a curable disease is to warn you that you need to be taking care of your glucose. You need to monitor it. You need to keep it down to have better consequences. So when we come back, we are going to actually talk about some new use of an old antibiotic that's been shown to be promising in treating diabetes. So don't go far away. This is Dr. Tong Li with Ageless Living here at Voice America World Talk Radio.
We'll be right back after the break.
Stay Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com. Arizona Laser and Skin is a leading med spa that provides minimal invasive cosmetic surgery, such as liposuction with fat transfer for body contouring, face and neck lift, and eyelid surgery. We offer services using the most advanced technologies. We provide both traditional and non-traditional methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Call 480-598-9733 or visit azmdlaser.com to schedule a consultation. That's 480-598-9733 or find us on the web at azmdlaser.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to Ageless Living, where you learn the secrets of beauty, both on the inside and outside, and the secret of balance in your life. And for those of you who are looking for any of the above and all of them, I recommend that you go to visit Arizona Laser and Skin, one of our major advertisers, and you can schedule a free consultation. That number one more time?
The phone number is 480-598-9733.
And in that free consultation, they can talk to you about both beauty on the inside, beauty on the outside. And today we're talking about diabetes. And one of the things that helps diabetes is acupuncture. And you can also receive that at Arizona Laser and Skin as part of that holistic treatment. What I love about Arizona Laser and Skin is that they diagnose your needs both spiritually and physically and help you get to where you want to go to balance out your life. And the nice thing about acupuncture is it actually meets both of those needs. It helps you feel and find peace in your life, and it also helps you, your body, heal in many, many ways, including diabetes. Dr. Lee, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we also would love to empower you to actually take care of yourself, because there's more you can do than anyone else to your health.
It's really true. I have to give a little bit of a plug for Arizona Laser and Skin, because I ran into somebody yesterday that I hadn't seen for maybe 4 years, and she was just shocked. She said, "How do you look 8 years younger than the last time I saw you 4 years ago?" and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to claim that I look way longer, younger than my actual age.
You look very healthy.
But I look
good, glowing.
Yeah, there's a good, and that comes from the advice that I've been able to take from Arizona Laser and Skin. There's things that I wanted to do that were just not good on the list. They could have made a lot of money on me and said, "Hey, you know what, why don't you do this strategy and this strategy and get a facelift and, you know, all the things that we'd all love to do, right? Just suck all the fat off your tummy and you're all good to go." But instead of doing that strategy, even though they can do that and they're some of the best cosmetic surgeons in Arizona, instead they took a holistic approach, and it's amazing how many things that I was able to incorporate into my life that have just made me become healthy inside, which then resulted in a lot of health look, my overall look was to become a lot more healthy. And you can actually check a lot of our videos if you go back to when I first started.
Watch Kurt growing backwards.
Yeah, reverse. It's a little bit, what was that Brad Pitt show, Benjamin Button? A little bit like that, just not quite as extreme.
I want to point out, though, it is not just the advice you got.
Mm-hmm.
It is your action. The action you took.
You have to act on the advice. If they tell you what to
do
and you don't do it, it doesn't do you any good. But if you follow the advice, and I've been very humble
follower of Dr.
Lee.
That's one of our mission, to empower people, our listeners, to actually try out these health tips, beauty tips. And I welcome all the comments or questions to my email, which is tonglee.md@gmail.com. That is tonglee.md@gmail.com. I'd be happy to answer any questions or see your feedback.
Absolutely. So I couldn't say more as an attendee of Arizona Laser and Skin myself. Go ahead.
Yeah, by the way, we're going to have a health tip of the day today for better vision using the Chinese herbs.
Very good. I'm
simple
open to
ones,
that.
Yes. Simple tea.
Cool.
So, going back to diabetes, we know that diabetes has two types, and we know that now with insulin being available, it's not as dangerous disease, as life-threatening as before, but it's still a serious disease. In the recent history, in 1998, the United Kingdom progressive study showed an important point, too. That is, the control of glucose level and blood pressure. Those two things, control those two, it will delay and possibly prevent type 2 diabetes.
Well, see, I feel a lot better now.
There you go. Yeah.
Good indicators.
So basically, you can prevent type 2 diabetes.
That's great.
If you live a lifestyle, you control your glucose level by diet, by exercise, and actually control blood pressure too. In the previous shows, we talked about things you can do at home to control blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation, exercise, many things.
Excellent.
So in 1993, the first successful islet transplant was accomplished in a human being.
Wow.
That is mostly for type 1 diabetes, though.
Okay.
Remember, that's for people who are not producing insulin. For type 2 diabetes, that's not, production is not as much an issue. It's the responsiveness in the tissue. And that responsiveness is inversely related to the level of your fatty acid. That's why losing weight helps.
Gotcha.
And there is a, so a lot of technologies, we're not going to go over all the details, the insulin pump. So basically people are able to get that implanted and control their glucose better when they're in the severe level of diabetes, either in type 1 or severe type 2.
Okay.
But what about those people who are just not that severe, but, you know, having still problems with the glucose control? Well, there are many, many things out there. There's medications, something called metformin, glucophage, a lot of those medications. Those are readily available when you go to your doctors. I want to bring up attention to another substance which is considered new,
okay,
and is an old drug. It's new use in diabetes. It's considered experimental.
Oh, speaking of, we'd like to, I should probably make a disclaimer here for the entire show, not just for this segment, but we are giving some opinions on the air. We're giving what we found to be successful. But when all is said and done, you need to go to your physician, and you need to not just rely on what we say out here. These are good opinions for your edification. However, always run this by your physician of choice. And we do recommend having a Western physician and maybe somebody more like an osteopath, or, you know, somebody on the holistic side who can give you an integrative medicine approach. So you can actually see both sides of the coin. And it's okay to have two doctors and compare notes on both sides.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, Kurt. Every individual is different. Every disease is different. Every medication has side effects. So you always want to check with your doctor. So, but this new medication or old medication is called berberine. Berberine?
Mm-hmm.
It is considered as an antibiotic. This medication has antibacteria, antifungal, antiparasites, and antiviral effect. So it is basically a very powerful antibiotic. It's a substance or chemical found in barberry, mm-hmm. golden seal, golden okay. thread, mm-hmm. and tree turmeric.
Oh, and turmeric, mm-hmm. which I take every day.
I don't know if it's the same turmeric. Mm-hmm. It's called tree turmeric.
Oh, tree turmeric. It may be a little bit different.
Yeah. So it is not a new substance, but actually they discovered this. This is interesting too. The hypoglycemic effect, which means reducing the glucose in the blood, of this substance was reported in 1988 when it was used to treat diarrhea in diabetic patient in China.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
People get diarrhea, so you treat diarrhea with this antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And you happen to find these patients, their glucose is better.
Wow. That is
so
really
that's
cool.
when it was how it was discovered. And now it's considered a new experimental use. It is known for not only helping with glucose reduction, it also helps to reduce your total cholesterol, and especially the LDL or triglycerides. Those are the considered bad cholesterols.
Okay.
So it not only helps with the cholesterols, it also reduces the fat in the liver. So a lot of people who had a history of fatty liver, they might be benefit. They may benefit from it.
Very good.
It is considered it benefits on cardiovascular system and also has significant anti-inflammatory effects. So that's helping a lot of systems in cancer patient.
Mm-hmm.
It also helps with certain mental health issues. It also was used in intestinal disorders, like inflammatory type of issues, and also it was used in HIV if it's antiviral, right? We talked about it.
Right. I was going to say not many things can make an even small claim to antiviral, and that's
right.
pretty impressive, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And heart failure, you know, it makes your heartbeat stronger.
Mm.
It is actually one of the main use in the Western side of the world.
Amazing.
So it sounds like a great medicine, right? The first question I want to ask is, does it have side effects?
Right. So you can watch and research and see what this new medication might be able to do for you and ask your doctor about it potentially.
Right, right. There was a NIH published journal mm-hmm. by author Junyin, Junyin, mm-hmm. in 2008. It was a very interesting study. And you know, it showed, it basically concentrated on hypoglycemic effect of this this medication.
Mm-hmm.
And there are side effects, and they're not considered as, they're considered a little more mild than some of the other oral hypoglycemic agents.
Okay.
They're as effective as, it is as effective as metformin. It actually, in combination with the medication, can reduce the drug mm-hmm. dose. So that way you can reduce the side effect of the other drug.
Gotcha.
So the value of using it is there.
Oh, it looks like we're just about time to go to break. We'll probably have a relatively short segment when we come back. So we're going to be talking about our Health tip of the week, and which is for your eyes. So if your eyes are important to you as well as your body from the standpoint of keeping it healthy, make sure you stay close to our show. We'll be right back when we come back from break. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the co-host of Ageless Living here on World Talk Radio and Voice America. And
this is Dr. Tong Lee. Don't go far away. We'll be back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Arizona Laser and Skin is a leading med spa that provides minimal invasive cosmetic surgery, such as liposuction with fat transfer for body contouring, face and neck lift, and eyelid surgery. We offer services using the most advanced technologies. We provide both traditional and non-traditional methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Call 480-598-9733 or visit azmdlaser.com to schedule a consultation. That's 480-598-9733 or find us on the web at azmdlaser.com. Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to Ageless Living. Here at Voice America World Talk Radio, this is your host here, Dr. Tong Lee, with my co-host,
Kurt Wilhelm. And I still want to give, we were talking over the break, just the amazing things that happen at Arizona Laser and Skin. So make sure you go to azmdlaser.com, azmdlaser.com, and call them to make an appointment, free appointment, free consultation, so that you can actually make a life change like I did. I mean, there's been some vast changes in my life. But we have a relatively short segment, so we want to get down to talking about some of the questions I had over the break, if Dr. Lee's open to answering those. One of the questions I had is, why is it that some diabetics actually have their limbs, in particular their feet, start having to be carved back? What is that
amputation
process? Yeah, amputation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we touched on that information a little bit. You know, basically, having too much sugar build up in the blood causes a lot of tissue damage. It causes nerve damage, causes microvascular, which means the blood vessel disease. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, also the fact that you have a lot of sugar in the blood, guess what? Bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Like it too. So you tend to get infection more often. Actually, it impairs healing too.
Okay.
So if you have a cut on your foot, in a healthy person, they'll heal uneventfully.
Mm-hmm.
But in a diabetic person, it's going to take much longer to heal, and also it'll get infected.
Keep this in mind if you happen to be taking care of an elderly loved one, for example, and maybe their toenails are growing, and it could be something as simple as cutting their toenails, and then it doesn't heal. So be really careful that you don't create any wounds when you do that.
Diabetic patients are usually taught to really take care of their feet, mm-hmm. because also they develop neuropathy. Mm-hmm. Their nerves are damaged, so when they bump into something, they don't feel pain. Mm-hmm. So they're bruised, they're cut, they don't even know. So they're not taking care of it as soon as we would, because, ouch, it hurt, we do something about it. They don't, because they don't feel it.
Right.
So, and also when the blood vessels are affected, like we were talking about, mm-hmm. you know, you deliver less oxygen, less nutrition to the area to repair, for repairing. So with all these factors together, people tend to have minor injuries develop into serious consequences. And they have infection, they have gangrene, which is dead tissue, mm-hmm. lack of oxygen, lack of nutrition and blood.
Okay.
And basically you have a dead piece of tissue that needs to be removed. Then amputation happens.
Wow. So, yeah, all very important to understand. And then also, you know, that big burning question of if you're in the middle of diabetes or you're in the onset of diabetes, is the best way to say it is if you do some research, talk to your doctors, but there is hope that you might be able to manage your diabetes or even better.
Right. And, you know, while you're seeing your doctor and making sure your sugar is under control, it's not a bad idea to also combine the herbal medication, Chinese medicine, with the acupuncture and herbal medicine with your agreement of your physician. Mm-hmm. That could add to the effect of the control.
That's great. That's great.
So another question I hear a lot, people ask, if I eat too much sugar, will I develop diabetes?
Right.
We went over the list of the risk factors. Mm-hmm. Is there eating too much sugar in it? No.
No. Now, eating too much sugar residually, which makes you gain weight, might lead to one of the factors.
So if you eat too much sweets and too much fatty things, you may get overweight, then yes, you're going to have a higher risk of having diabetes type 2.
But if you're a big sugar eater and you're not gaining weight, then not as much of an issue.
On the other hand, if you already have diabetes, then mm-hmm. you want to control your simple sugar intake. That would help in controlling your glucose and reduce your medication requirement or help with getting back to normal.
And you may want to consider if you are one of those people who has very, very high metabolism and you're ultra skinny no matter what you eat, you might want to double check, make sure you're not type 1 diabetic and you just don't know it. So always a good idea to go visit a doctor.
All right. Looks like we have just enough time for our health tip of the day. And this is actually a very helpful one if you have teenagers, kids who mm-hmm. are developing nearsightedness, mm-hmm. or if you're getting to the age where vision's getting a little blurry, just eyesights are not perfect, or getting dry eyes, or anything like that, mm-hmm. discomfort, or not satisfactory eyesight. Besides going to your eye doctor, you can try this tea. That is using goji berry. It's a famous berry now. I think everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. And dried longan fruit. It's okay. Something that's sweet, tasty. Just pour hot water over, make it a tea, and eat the fruits, not the pit, not the longan pit.
Okay.
Every day for 2 months, you might see some improvement.
Nice. I'll have to tell you off the air how I can get those ingredients.
Oh, they're pretty common.
Okay, great.
You can get them. Actually, my kids are taking them.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. So again, Dr. Lee gives us some great advice. When you do try one of her home remedies, the natural remedies, feel free to email her at
tongli.md ask@gmail.com. Be happy to answer any questions. I'd love to hear from you about the feedback.
Absolutely. And since I want to have improved eyesight, I might give some feedback as well over time.
Absolutely. So thanks for tuning in to Ageless Living here at voiceamerica.com. This is Dr. Tong Li, your host here.
And Kurt Wilhelm, the co-host here on Ageless Living. We appreciate all of you listeners out there. We couldn't do it without you. And again, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you all next week.
We hope you've enjoyed our program today. Please join Dr. Tong Li and her co-host, Kurt Wilhelm, for another edition of Ageless Living next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's better living, better health, for a super life.